Call the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade Channel now. It's as close to a free lunch as you can get.
Grab a brew. Don't cost nothing.
Call 844-5-CRUSADE. When you want to talk, the bar's always open. And a truth-vending bartender in on the Crusade Channel.
For the last time, I'm pretty sure what's killing the crops is this Brondo stuff.
The Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
So wait a minute. What you're saying is that you want us to put water on the crops?
Yes.
Water? Like out the toilet?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be out of the toilet, but yeah, that's the idea.
But Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Okay, look, the plants aren't growing. So I'm pretty sure that the Brondo's not working. Now, I'm no botanist, but I do know that if you put water on plants, they grow.
Well, I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
Hey, that's good. You sure you ain't the smartest guy in the world?
Yeah.
Okay, look, you want to solve this problem. I want to get my pardon, so why don't we just try it, okay? And not worry about what plants crave.
Brondo's got what plants crave.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know?
It's what they used to make Brondo.
Yeah, but why did they use them to make Brondo?
Because Brondo's got electrolytes.
Free Phone Friday edition of the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. King size truth from radio size speakers. Remember, today is Free Phone Friday at 844-527-8723. If you'd like to call the program. Also.
Oh, and remember, Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
Yeah! Friday. Do what that guy said.
It's Free Phone
Friday. Friday.
It's Free Phone
Friday. Friday.
So, the gist of the Free Phone Friday is there's this new thing out there. It's called a cell phone. Now, if you own one of these devices, you can download the Crusade Channel app on it, and there's a button on it that says, Call Crusade Now. You would call that, and Christopher would answer the phone and say, Mike Church Show, Crusade Channel, what's your question or comment for Mike? And then you would tell him, and then I would talk to you. Oh, it's Monday. So, and you can talk about pretty much whatever you want to. So all the stuff that you couldn't talk about during the week, because we would hopefully screen you out because you're off topic. Today, you could actually pick your own subject. So that was the spirit in which the Free Phone Friday was created back in the day in 2007, 11 years ago. And I remember a time back in the day, in the old days, in the old states, in the old country, when people actually did take the charge seriously and actually did pick phones up and call 844-527-8723. No joke. I'm not kidding. It actually happened once. I'm exaggerating, but You can also join our live chat room at, Josh Will says, don't make me call back, at my website at mikechurch.com. And you click the Mike Church Show live chat button at the top of the page on the Facebook now. If you're following us, Mike Church Show Live or Mike Church Show fan page on the Facebook. At the top left-hand corner, you'll see a little green speech balloon. That's a Rumble chat. If you were to click that, that would also take you from Facebook to the chat room at MikeChurch.com, where 20-some-odd listeners are in there and chatting about today's show right now. So, also, we are now going to go to the Dudemaker Hotline, and we talked to Brian Kitchick yesterday, the Rosary Doctor, who is on his way or is at the March for Life today in Mordor in the Potomac River, and is going to give us a live, up-close, and personal account of what is going on, either outside the march or at the march. And don't forget, of course, that the Rosary Doctor is, you can find him on Facebook, you can find him on Twitter, and you can find his family business, dollsfromheaven.com, online. And he's on the Dudemaker Hotline with us. Brother Brian, how are you?
I'm doing good, Mike. I'm here in Mordor on the Potomac River.
You see, now, this guy's got it right. You see, he even got the pronunciations correct. Here. You don't get a gold star. You get a 24-karat gold star today, pal. So what's going on?
On the Dudemaker Hotline, I'm proud to be here. We're just pulling in 395 downtown, so we're maybe a mile or two outside of Mordor. And we're about to go and march for life. I think the rally starts at 12 o'clock, so we're going to be about 2 hours early. But we're probably going to be around there walking around, seeing all the other pro-lifers of the world. We were discussing just earlier today if there was going to be more women than men there. And the opinion of the family was that it was going to be more women.
Yeah, that's a that's because men are out working today, and we have to have our priorities in order, you see. But I was talking about you earlier, and I said that because somebody sent me a note and said, "Mike, hope to see lots more prayers this year at Right to Life March," and I said, "I'm with you on that." So let me tell you, I happen to know that the Rosary Doctor is going, so I know of at least one family, and I'm assuming you're in a group of more people, that during the march will be saying a Holy Rosary, right?
Well, the end of abortion movement was started 5 years ago when our lady had, I don't know what she said, but she spoke to my wife somehow and told her that if everyone at the March for Life prayed the Rosary, that the Rosary would be, the abortion would be ended. And unfortunately, we haven't done that yet, but the Rosary Movement, the End of Force Movement, started, founded after that year. She spoke with Nellie Gray that year. Nellie Gray agreed that we needed prayers. Mm-hmm. Prayer is the key, because we need God's help. I mean, we can go there, we can march, and I think when we march there, it's supposedly supposed to spur on the political powers that be, and they should see us marching there. But the media and the rest of the world pretty much ignores it. You wouldn't know there was about 1 million people almost marching for life. But if we were marching for our uteruses, I think you would hear all about it.
The first thing, well, you know, they had that that event last year, the the Women's Movement March, whatever the heck they called it, 1 year ago, 2 weeks before the march. And they did have women actually dressed up as, I know you got your kids in the car, they were dressed up as female anatomy. And they had blank hats on their heads. And they actually did march for uteruses. I mean, look, you can't make this stuff up. It actually happened. And I had made the comment, somebody had called me afterwards going, like, why did you say they were angry and ugly? I said, because they were angry and ugly. And he said, that's not being very charitable. I said, how charitable were they being to all the lustful their lusting after an increase, or their lusting for an increase in the amount of babies that are killed every year. Is there any dignity in that? Why do I have to be respectful of that?
Well, we try to be as nice and kind and charitable as possible. So I always see the point, but usually, it is kind of ugly. The conversation has gotten ugly. I mean, we try to keep it charitable.
Right.
But it is ugly.
Well,
I don't know. I'd never heard of uteruses before, and I'm a chiropractor. It's just like, wow. Did we have to go there?
Yes, they did have to go there. And they had another march this year. Now, this is how bad last year's was. 2 weeks ago, tomorrow, they had a reenactment of the Women's Rights March, or whatever the heck they call it. And many of them that attended, reattended this year. And after seeing photographs and videos, and they were all drunk, most of them were drunk, after seeing photographic evidence and video of how embarrassing they were to themselves, then the pink blank hats did not make a reappearance. There were far less women who were dressed up as female anatomy, and a lot less people attended. So go figure, right? Now, are you with the group?
We're with a group called My Family, and we're going to be meeting some people there as soon as we get there. They kind of inspired us to go. Several members of our church family, one of my four men brothers, and so we're going to meet them there. And we're already starting to see the kids out there in their purple shirts, and we're not even maybe miles away from it, but we can already see that the March for Life is taking over Mordor.
Now, I want to tell you, since you started the Disciples of the Rosary, and I did sign up for it, that I did my duty today, and I did my decant that I was supposed to, in solidarity with you and all the other brothers, sisters, Christ out there that are praying with the disciples. So you got a decant from me today, brother, and I pray for your, for all of your, you and your families, safety, and the graces are abundant in all that you do today.
Well, 15,000 people join with your intention, so God is already working. I mean, this was not planned for. Just yesterday we were talking together, and then we were, inspired to talk again today. So it's even more blessings are coming upon us, and it's a pleasure to be here with you, Mike.
Well, it's a pleasure always to have you. Now, before you go, when you are out there at the march, and then you are joined by the other people by others, because I've never been to one. Have you ever been?
I've been here. It's been about 5 years running now. Ever since we went the first time, when Our Lady was asking us to pray the rosary there, we prayed 40 rosaries that
40
kind of day. 40 rosaries in a 24-hour, 36-hour period. Had other people join. Christopher Bell's family was there. It wasn't a lot of people, but we had a room, and they have a hotel there, and it's kind of like a convention, too. There's a lot of stuff going on, so we were in that convention. We were riling up people. Hey, come over here. We got a room. We're going to pray the rosary. We all prayed the rosary together, and unfortunately, we couldn't get the whole march to pray the rosary. We went to the march after that, and we chanted rosary is the key to the end of abortion.
It is.
Rosary is the key. And it's sad to say, and I think things have changed, but this is 5 years ago. Sad to say, when we chanted that out, people looked at us like we had two heads or something like that. It's like the rosary, like that's going to stop abortion. But I feel like, and it may not, people may not agree that it might not be the rosary, but they're starting to agree that prayer is the key, that there's something more than just, some sort of, political march or movement. Even if we did, let's say, turn back Roe v. Wade, the hearts haven't changed.
That's right.
There might be a lot of illegal abortions. Drugs are illegal, but what does that mean,
You see, now, that's why Doc Brian and I get along so well, because that's my point of view. We could repeal Roe versus Wade, and I want to. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start a little confraternity, and I'm going to send you an invite, and I hope that you'll be my superstar celebrity first member. to end the legal protections for all these mortal sins. But you can end the legal protection, but if you haven't changed hearts and minds, then you're just going to make it a little bit harder to obtain. And that's what they're going to say. Well, that was the problem to begin with. We were going into back alleys and all that. No, the problem to begin with is you were having sex outside of marriage. You were poorly catechized. And didn't mean you were never told from the moment of conception that you were blessed. God cooperated. You cooperated with God. And that you were blessed with that child, that entity, as you call it, was blessed with a holy soul. That's the problem. You not realizing that's the problem. That it doesn't have anything to do with the laws and doesn't have anything to do with anything else. That's the problem.
Well, most of the people, once they're at that point where they don't, quote, believe there's a holy soul there, they don't really believe they have a holy soul either.
That's right.
So, you know, so there comes euthanasia right after. So you kill baby, okay, sure, kill the old people too. Why not? You know, what do we need them for?
Yeah, let's make Logan's Run a reality show and not a fictional movie, right? what do you say, 40, 42 years old? That's a pretty good life having lived. Yeah, you made it to 42. Well, your time to go to Carnival or Sanctuary or whatever they called it. My request to you and your lovely family was going to be very simple. And that is, in one of the 40 rosaries that you say today, if you would say one for the intention of all of those people here on the Crusade Channel that are listening to you and I right now, kind of that have not joined the disciples as of yet, to kind of unite yourself with all of our intentions today. Just if you would mention that to Our Lady, I'm sure there are people listening to you and I right now that will do the same thing. And we can, because there's all kind of intentions for sick people and for the recently dead that we've heard this week. If we could unite ourselves with our prayers with yours today, brother, we would be greatly greatly appreciative.
No problem, Mike. We will pray for your intentions. Unfortunately, we probably won't be praying 40 rosaries this time. That was a special day, and we're going to pray our family rosary today, probably on the way back from the march. Maybe during the march we might pray another rosary. We'll see how it goes. But definitely the idea is to pray, and we're going to pray for all your members' intentions, everybody who's listening right now throughout the whole world, that that whatever it is that God is calling them to do, God will give them the strength and the courage and the love to do, and that no matter how great their dreams are, God is the one that gave them those dreams, and if they just keep following them, they're going to be amazed.
Yes, they will be. Well, hey, send lots of pictures. And by the way, I always tag you. So yesterday, we had a record audience watched your and my interview yesterday on Facebook. We destroyed the previous record of people that were watching it at one time. So if you're watching today, follow Dr. Brian. He is the Rosary Doctor on Facebook and on the Twitter as well. And also, as I mentioned, dollsfromheaven.com is where you can find the great dolls, the St. Therese dolls, the St. John Paul, Pope John Paul II doll, the Joan of Arc doll, and we are told an Our Lady doll coming very soon. God bless you and the Kitchick family, Brian, and send lots of pictures. And that email is on its way today, brother. Godspeed to you.
God bless you, Mike, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Brian Kitchick. And that's he's in Mordor. He's at the march. Now, I'm going to say something to you people. If you want to extend this show, Christopher and I have fulfilled our three-hour obligation, as is advertised when you become a Founders Pass member. I am officially finished for the day. If you want to extend this show beyond right now, and then you need to call and become a Free Phone Friday participant. Otherwise, John Williams and the Star Wars finale is ready and fired up and ready to go. And we're going to wish you a safe and blessed remainder of the weekend. Stay tuned here for the new news with Mitty's Youngblood, and which will be awesome, I am sure. And all the rest of the great program. And remember, this afternoon here on the Crusade Channel, we rebroadcast Debbie Schlussel and I's movie reviews from the past couple of weeks. That starts at 4 or 5? Yeah. The rebroadcast of Debbie and I's movie reviews starts at 4, 5, 6, 8, when? I guess should start at 4. If not, we'll alter the clock because we need to start doing it since we've been talking about it. Anyways, you can catch that, 6, you can catch that on the Crusade Channel. Of course, we have all tomorrow's Saturday, the Mike Church Show Greatest Hits of this week. We'll pick 5 hours, 1 hour from each day out of all the broadcasts, 20 hours strong from this week. And that will air from 9 to 2 tomorrow. Other great shows from that we put on this week will also be on the channel. And, of course, on Sermon Sunday, the Sermon Sundays are now they are seasonal, and there were new ones that were put up last week. You know, we jiggered the rotation a bit, so if you're listening in the morning, you won't get the same rotation that you got last week. And, of course, we mixed some episodes of Brother Andre Marie's Reconquest in there for you as well. Web store is open, and I hope you'll go check out the Founders Trading Post, the brand new Founders Trading Post. There's a great flash sale every day while this show is going on until noon or while supplies last. Today is Thomas Jefferson Revolutionary by Kevin Gutzman. That is the first U.S. printing, hardback edition, signed and dated by Kevin. Look, even if you don't want the book, buy it and throw it in a closet in 5 years from now, sell it on eBay for $100. It's a collector's item. You can't get that book anywhere else unless you personally know Kevin or are going to go to a book signing that he's at. I don't think he's doing any anytime soon. So that's on my site at MikeChurch.com. If you like what you've heard on the show today, please go and become a Founders Pass member. Consider supporting us by making a one-time donation at CrusadeChannel.com or a monthly donation. Or for the heavy hitters, become a Founders Pass member. Easy to do. You can also give a gift membership at MikeChurch.com. See, people, I was not bluffing. Told you. You wanted to extend the show. You had the chance. Have a great, safe weekend. May God bless you and Mary keep you.